Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidoy. Al chit shechatan lefanecha bekalut rosh. For the sin that we've sinned before you through lightheadedness, we've been frivolous. We have given way to frivolity and have not thought seriously about our responsibilities. We have not treated the synagogue and study hall with proper respect. And for the sin that we've sinned before you with obstinacy, we've become unreasonably stubborn. We've become single-minded and so lost our objectivity because we had a strong desire for something. We've refused to learn from experience and constructive criticism, and we have denied that obstacles and failures were God's veiled way to make us repent. For the sin that we've sinned before you with legs that run to do evil, we have hurried to commit sins. We've rushed with zeal and alacrity to do evil. It's bad enough that we often feel we must do the wrong thing, but why should we be enthusiastic about it? And for the sin that we've sinned before you by gossip mongering, we've turned people against one another. We've told people about the damaging and embarrassing things that other people say about them. We've caused hatred and argument by disclosing secrets and spreading stories. In particular, we've created hatred among former friends through gleeful remarks like, "Do you know what so-and-so said about you?" For the sin that we've sinned before you through lightheadedness, and for the sin that we've sinned before you with obstinacy, for the sin that we've sinned before you with legs that run to do evil, and for the sin that we've sinned before you by gossip mongering. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.